Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
If you love me, you will keep my commandments. In 1925, when he was named Bishop of Holy Mother Church, Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli, the man who we know better as Saint Pope John XXIII, took for his episcopal motto, obedience and peace. In his journal, he wrote, "The duties of my life are all contained in these three words. This is all I have to do to know, love, and serve God always and at all costs. God's will must be mine, and I must seek it only, even in the slightest things. This is the first and fundamental principle." Obedience and peace wasn't just a motto chosen for his coat of arms. It was more of a mission statement for how he lived his life, knowing that true peace can only be found through obedience to the divine will. Today it seems that that line of thought might be considered to be oppressive, too old-fashioned, or even out of touch with the times. If anyone to spend just a few minutes watching television or listening to the mainstream talking heads, you'll hear quite the opposite being preached. Obedience and truth has been replaced with resistance and opinions, and not for the sake of what is right and just, but for a false sense of equality, and even worse, the outright denial of the existence of God himself. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Those words of Jesus are a clear indication that love is not just a feeling of sentimentality. Rather, genuine love moves the beloved into action in both word and deed. Love requires a degree of sacrifice, a self-denial for the sake of communion, common union, the joining together in an intimate bond of shared joys and sorrows while laboring towards an undivided goal. When asked what is the greatest commandment, Jesus replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets. Clearly, obedience, keeping the commandments, is not meant to deny us of any good, but to preserve our lives for communion with him and with each other forever. This loving obedience to the command of Christ unlocks for us the life of the Holy Trinity. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot accept because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. In today's second reading, St. Paul tells us to sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Because as believers and members of the mystical body of Christ, the only treasure our hearts must be set on, our common goal, is to enter into eternal life with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. For where your treasure is, there also your heart will be. As a people of faith, we have hope in God because we know him, and we can rest secure in the knowledge that if we love him and keep his commands, we have a future brighter than anything the world has to offer, which is precisely why we must always be ready to give an explanation to anyone that asks for a reason of the hope that is within you, but do so with gentleness and reverence. Now, granted, not all are equipped to recite chapter and verse, but every one of us can and should remain in a state of grace so that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, can work in us and provide the simple yet indisputable words that they need to hear, the words that love obligates us to utter. Keep in mind that we all need to remain open to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, so this is no excuse for neglecting our own personal formation in the faith through study, reading the lives of the saints, or even taking classes. After all, isn't that how we grow in love and in knowledge of those that we love? We spend time with them, getting to know them, know all that we can about them, and then we can't help ourselves but go out and share that joy with others. In today's first reading, Philip went to Samaria to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, where the crowds paid attention to what he said and did, and there was great joy in the city that day. What we need to think about today is this: the gospel has not changed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He defeated death and has prepared a place for you in his Father's house. He sent the Holy Spirit not only to guide and protect his church, he dwells in the hearts of those who love him. He is your advocate and guide to heaven. And this is great news that the world needs to hear. So I ask you, are you willing to be the hands and feet of Christ, to bring that message to the world, to your family, your friends, your co-workers? If you love me, you will keep my commands. I ask you, if your loved ones, your spouse, or even a child were dying of an infectious disease and you had the antidote, would you even consider keeping it from them? Of course not. You do everything in your power to help save them from certain death. What about your neighbor? What about a stranger? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. While the gospel has not changed, the spirit of the world seems to be growing more cunning and callous. Atheism is on the rise as public opinion is shaped to support those who reject the most basic truths of life and account all truths as relative or even fluid. Perhaps now more than ever, the church has what the world needs. It needs you to be a missionary of truth, to boldly proclaim with gentleness and reverence the gospel of Jesus Christ, glorifying the Lord by your life. Fortify yourself with prayer, fasting, almsgiving, and the sacramental life of the church, for you were made for such a time as this. Make no mistake about it, we are in a battle, a spiritual battle for souls. In the end, truth and goodness will triumph over evil. Obedience will bring peace to those who remain steadfast in faith. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that be the will of God, than doing evil. Be vigilant in proclaiming the truth, and allow the Holy Spirit to work through you for the glory of God. As St. Pope John the 23rd wrote, "Time destroys the invention of public opinion. Truth remains and grows even stronger and lives and lasts forever." Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.